Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 279, season 12. Today's date is November 28th, 2023, and welcome to the program. It's been a week since I've been on the air, longer overdue, I might add. On today's program, I'm going to talk about my memories of watching those crazy TV shows that were created by Sid and Marty Croft. I watched them when I was growing up in Chicago. Marty Croft just passed away last week. And I will describe my memories of watching the show. And they created a lot. And the puppets they created as well. Also, I will talk about Neisser's department stores. They were like a five and dime store. Much about them, not really memories. I've heard the names, so but I have some of the locations that were in the Chicagoland area, so I'll talk about that as well. Okay, right now the program will go into a commercial break, and this program is brought to you by Pals Vitamins. Oh, I remember these. They're like vitamins shaped like animals. So here's a commercial from 1969. They're playing in the clubhouse. I think a lot of people remember this. So sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the show, folks. Thank you.
I say we Pals animal-shaped vitamins should paint our new clubhouse yellow.
Yellow?
Yellow's lemony, like me.
I'm for lime. That's why I'm green.
How about orange?
Cherry's my favorite flavor. I think pink.
Their flavors are very nice, but grape's the greatest.
And Mother, each Pals contains 10 important vitamins and no cyclamates. Pals and Pals Plus Iron are the only animal-shaped vitamins.
Pick your flavor.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Pals Vitamins. They weren't on the market very long. They were introduced in late 1960s. They were the first vitamins shaped like animals. Other vitamins were shaped like, you know, like round, oval, something like that. Ooh, they're still like that as well. Like, for example, Centrium or One a Day, like that, which I take. I take Centrium. Is that how it's called? I keep forgetting. I've been taking so long. Yeah, it's, I take it for over 50, because I'm over 50. And, it's funny. I remember seeing these. They were so colorful in the packaging, and they had all the animals featured. They came with, there was a bottle, and there was also included a bar of soap. And also they were separate called Bath Pals, and the soap were shaped like the animals, just like in the vitamins. They had a dog, they had a cat, an owl, a turtle, a fish. I don't know if I left someone out. A squirrel. Yeah, they had the squirrel. And then they just disappeared later on. I don't know what happened to them. Anyway, then they had their own clubhouse. Like, you would send in something in a mail, and they would ship something to you, and you would build a clubhouse, for kids to play in, like that. And, I remember the commercials when I was very small. I used to see them on Saturday morning cartoons, and they had the... They featured the animals and like that. I think my mother bought once or twice about those. I think she did, and it was fine. And then Flintstone vitamins came, and I think they were introduced in like 1968. I think earlier than that, and then it became very popular. It's still, they still are. From what I understand, Flintstone Vitamins has all the characters. They don't have a Betty Rubble one. I think they did, then she was gone. I don't know why. I don't understand that. Maybe she's back. Who knows? I have no idea. I can't figure it out. And then they were, pals were manufactured from the Bristol-Myers Corporation. So, you know, you can check out the commercials of that. That's kind of cool. Like this. Yeah. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about my memories of watching the TV shows that created by Sid and Marty Krofft in the 1970s, sometimes the 80s, and also Neisser's department stores. Before I get started, I want to mention a couple things. One, I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving last week. I did. It was very nice, very quiet. Didn't eat too much. Well, maybe I overdid it a bit, but the leftovers were gone yesterday. I posted that on social media. We finished them off. The turkey's gone. The sweet potatoes were gone. Cranberry sauce, gone. Thank God, Another thing I want to mention, two things. One, I visited a record store on Friday afternoon. It was the Blue Village, I think that's called the Blue Village Record Store. I hope I get this right. You're going to kill me for this. It was located in Westmont. And there was a man, his name was Rick Camphor, and he wrote a book, and it was called The Loop Files. And he had a book signing there, and I went over there. I told him, maybe I'll stop by and see you. And he said, yeah, come on over. And I said, okay, I had time. And I went over there and I met him, very nice man. He signed my book, met a few people, very nice people who were on the radio or were on the radio. And that was kind of nice. And some people that weren't on the radio. And I met the owner of the store. And, it was nice. If you like to collect vinyl LPs or CDs or cassettes, that's the place to go. They got a lot in stock. A lot of them. And it's kind of nice. It's a nice store. I might visit again, just to browse. It's very nice. And then tomorrow morning, I have my visit to the urologist, and I'm very nervous. I don't like to go, but I have to go and see how I'm doing. Oh, I hope it's not bad news. Because of my PSA went up a bit. Maybe it's nothing. Let's see what the doctor would say. Maybe change the medication or something else he'll do, or I'm going to my oncologist in February. Maybe that appointment will be moved up before that. I don't know. We'll see. He's going to discuss it with me. Excuse me. So keep your fingers crossed. I hope everything will be okay. Okay. Excuse me. My throat's dry because it's winter and it's I'm indoors, so it's just bear with me. I don't mean to cough. All right, let's get started on about the TV shows created by Sid and Marty Krofft. As I mentioned, Marty Krofft passed away on November 25th, 2023. How old was he? 94 years old, I think. Or no, he was 86. Yeah, he. Sid was 94, and he's still alive, so that's good. They were born in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Their real names were Yolas, and they were Greek and Hungarian descent. And then they moved to Providence, Rhode Island, then to New York, and then Sid Krofft became a puppeteer. And worked in vaudeville and was in Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey Sears. And they created all these puppets and together. And Then they got into television. One of the earliest TV appearances was on The Dee Martin Show in 1965. And then they designed the characters and the sets of the Banana Splits, you know, with those characters. Oh, I love that show. It's funny. I didn't watch it when it aired, but I watched it on reruns on WFLD TV Channel 32 in Chicago. It was, oh my God, I was mesmerized by that show. I loved it. They did some slapstick. They performed songs and all kinds of goofy stuff. And the first show they produced was called H&R Puffin Stuff. And H&R Puffin Stuff was featured a dragon. He was the mayor of the show. And what was it? It was a young boy named Billy. He had a talking fife. I think his name is Freddy. Yeah. It's kind of, and they were sailing in the ocean. And all of a sudden, there was a witch. And there was her name was Witchy Poo. And she cast a spell, and then they got lost, and then they landed down, I forget what the name of the place was, Puffin Stuff, you know. So, well, I'll find it. Living Island. Yeah, that's what it's called, Living Island. Yeah, I forgot about that. And it was consisted of characters, objects, most of them talk, and the most recognizable things or people were there, like Kling and Klang. They were police officers. Witchy Poo was played by Billie Hayes. She was hilarious. I loved her. She would hit her henchmen all the time. And her henchman was Orson the Vulture. There was also Seymour Spider and also Stupid Bat. Well, that's hilarious, you know, like that. And so then they had songs in between and they were singing, and that only lasted a year, but they made a movie out of that. And I've seen the movie once. I haven't seen it in a long time. I should watch it. I have the show on DVD, and it's fun. It's fun to watch. It really is. And I had a lunchbox of H&R Puffin Stuff, but my brother had that. It wasn't mine. I had Mickey Mouse Club or Hot Wheels, and I think no, my brother probably had H&R Puffin Stuff, and he had Snoopy. You know, but I remember it was the purple one, and that's a collector's item. It really is, you know. So that was a great success, and then they continued to create more shows. Like, for example, let's see what they did. Okay, so I'll go down the list what they did. Next one was Lidsville. Well, no, first was the Bugaloo, excuse me. There was these four teenage kids. They were like butterflies or something like that. And then they had Martha Ray as a witch. That lasted a year, too. I didn't see much of that one. Not really, but it's funny. You know, the DVD, it's available on DVD, but it's very rare and it's very expensive. You know, so if you're a fan of that, well, good luck if you can find it. Okay, and the other one was, which I mentioned previously, was Lidsville. That was one of my favorites because I love the hats. It was a land of hats. It was, the story goes when there was a kid, his name was Mark. It was played by Butch Patrick, who we all know as Eddie Munster from the Munsters. And there was Merlo the Magician, played by none other than Charles Nelson Reilly, who hams it up everywhere. It's just, it's hilarious. And they set the show at Six Flags over Texas. I wonder if it's still there. Yeah, it is there. Yeah, it's in Arlington, outside of Dallas, Fort Worth, Dallas, like the. And then he was curious. Mark went into his dressing room, and then he took his top hat, and then it grew enormously, and he fell in. And then he just went into the Hat Land. I think that's what it was called. And then there was a magician. He was a bad guy. His name was Horatio J. Hoodoo. And so he went to Lidsville, and he found a friend called Weenie. She was a genie, played by Billy Hayes, who played Witchy Poo, which, in fact, she appeared on the show. Witchy Poo did appear on that. So she played two roles. And the show was hilarious, because Hoodoo had four henchmen. They would try to, cause trouble and all that. And of course, Mark was trying to get home. I don't know if he never did, because the show ended, about 17 episodes or something like that. And it was cool to see all the hats talking and all that. My favorite scene is when you're in Hoodoo's hat, there's this band in the back, and whenever Hoodoo would mention a word, they would start playing and go, dun, 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 and he calls them names. I love Charles Nelson Reilly. He's the most funniest actor I ever seen in my life. I loved him on Match Game, and he was great. He played a serious role in X-Files, which I've been watching lately, and he was in there. He was great in that. And, that lasted a year as well. And then, let's see what else are there. So I'll mention the shows really quickly. Okay, there was Sigmund and the Sea Monsters. Remember that? There was Pryor's Place. He also produced variety shows. Also, Barbara Mandel and the Mandrell Sisters, the Croft Superstar Hour, also known as the Bay City Rollers Show. I remember this show. Captain Cool. Oh, that was funny. They played music and all that, and then they had segments like that. They also produced the Brady Bunch Hour, where, excuse me, when everyone got reunited, except Jan, Brady. They had their own variety show. Here's a funny story about this. A lot of people didn't like the actors did not like it. The kids didn't like it. Florence Henderson didn't care for it. Robert Reed did. He loved doing it. He didn't like the Brady Bunch, but he loved doing this show. Yeah, I'm trying to figure this out myself. I don't know. So yeah, Alice was there too. Yeah. So that didn't last very long. So then in 1976, they had the Croft Super Show, and they had these segments. And the shows that were under this umbrella was Dr. Shrinker, Electric Woman and Diner Girl, which features Deidre Hall from Days of Our Lives. Yeah, and also Captain Cool and the Kongs. That's the one I mentioned. Wonderbug, Bigfoot and Wild Boy, and Magic Mondo. And there were others. They also were on the Donny Marie show, the variety show. The Lost Saucer, it featured Jim Neighbors and Ruth Buzzy. Farnut Space Nuts, that's with Bob Denver. Gilligan with Chuck McCann. That show was funny. He was like the skipper, like that. That was Farnut's. One of the most famous shows that was serious was Land of the Lost, and they made a movie about that. And I didn't care much about that, but it became very popular. And each of these shows didn't last very long, so it's a shame like that. And most of them are on DVD if you like. And I'm sure there are others. I think there was DC Follies, that was in the 80s. There were others like that. And that's about it. So I started watching them when I was very little. They showed them on Saturday mornings. I think on either all channels, like Channel 2, Channel 5, Channel 7. Then they had the reruns. And then Cinemark Croft had an amusement park. And it was built in Atlanta, Georgia. And was based on the various TV shows of them produced by those two. And it was built on the Omni International Complex. And it opened great on May 26, 1976. And then they televised it. But it didn't do well. It suffered poor attendance. A lot of people didn't. And then it was experiencing urban decay. And there was like housing projects and built nearby. And it wasn't considered a safe place for the family. And like I said, they closed about 6 months. And I remembered this. I watched a special. So it was kind of. And you know what? It wasn't much of a park. I mean, it's not like you would spend the entire day with your family. I don't think it had rides that much. Now it does. Six Flags Over Georgia does. The theme park, that is. I think they moved it. And I know one thing. The original carousel from Riverview Park is in Six Flags Over Georgia. It's in outside of Atlanta. I like to go there one day. So, and then all of a sudden they built, now it's the CNN Center, you know, headquarters for CNN, you know, cable. That's kind of, which I went there. I went to Atlanta there for on a tour. You know, I visited there and I went on a tour. That was very interesting. Yeah, but I remember there was one lady, she went on the tour and she fell down. So I felt so bad, you know, so I picked her up, you know, because she didn't look where she was going for some reason. And anyway, so yeah, so I went for the tour. Then I went to the Coca-Cola Museum. So that was great. Okay. So that was a lot of fun, you know. So, and I haven't seen as for Sid and Marty Krofft shows. They don't show them on reruns. Maybe they're on streaming. It might be you can buy them on DVD. You can watch them on YouTube, you know, but those characters. And a lot of people said it's like you're an acid with all the colors and all these weird situations going on like that. Oh, boy. I don't know. That's bizarre. I loved it, and a lot of people did. So it's a shame that Marty Krofft died. You know, him and his brother created something very enjoyable for kids and adults. Yeah, you know, they're memorable. You don't forget them. You don't forget them at all. Okay, right now I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back, and I'll talk about Neiser's department stores. I'll be right back, folks. Thank you. Okay, everyone, I am back. I'm back for the second part of the show. I'm used to playing a commercial, but not this time. Excuse me. Okay. Right now, I'm going to talk about Neiser's department stores. It was a five and dime store. And this was, I'll give you a brief history of that. I remember a little bit about this place. I used to hear this name, but it's been out of business for so long. I think a lot of people have forgotten about it because it wasn't, not really a business based in Chicago. It was expanded in Chicago, you know, and they went out of business a long time ago. So I'll give you the history of that and the locations of Neiser's Five and Dime. Okay. So it was founded by two brothers. Their names were Abraham and Joseph Neiser. And they opened their first store in Rochester, New York in 1911. Then they incorporated a company in 1916. And they sold... It was like a five a dime. It was like from selling merchandise from 5 cents to $1. Yeah, well, a lot has changed like that. And then they acquired interest in the British home stores in England. You know, it was similar like that. And they're still around, but then they sold the interest in the 1930s. And then they were okay in the Depression. And around the 1930s, they opened about over 100 stores in 63, over 60 cities in 16 states, one including Illinois. You know, and then Abraham Neisser died in 1933, and he was on a ship called the Essex Rex, and that was an Italian ocean liner. And then it was later headed by Joseph's son, Fred. He became chairman of the board, and Abraham's son, Melvin. I don't know when Fred died. I'm not sure. As I go along, I'll figure it out. Then during the 1960s and 70s, they created the Big N division, which is sort of like Walmart or Target, you know, usually. And that was mostly located in New York and out in the Northeast, not in Chicago. No, they didn't have that. We just had the $5 stores here. Then in December 1st, 1977, they filed for bankruptcy, and Ames Department Store acquired the chain in 1978, which, in fact, I think they bought later on Zare. I think so, like that. Anyway, so let's see what other information. So it was like the Five and Dime, it was like Woolworths or Kresge's, you know. I shopped there a lot. My mother did, too. And Scott's, you know, all these stores you would find in every corner of your neighborhood like that. And, you know, so it's amazing like that. It wasn't a fancy store, but they had everything. But they also had a cafeteria, like Woolworths or like Kresge's, you know, like I mentioned that. And also they had a pet section, you know, like a pet store, if you want to buy that. Let's see what else. So it was not a bad store. Now, the locations of the store, I have them right here. This is from the Chicago Tribune. There's an ad. I'm sure there were other locations. I just thought of a couple more. But here's what it says in the ad from 1959 and where it was located. And I'll read them off very quickly. On Northside, it was on 501 West North Avenue, 2452 West Devon. That's about Western on the corner, maybe on the corner of that, or I think west of that. 3245 North Clark Street, 5254 North Clark Street. So you had two on that same street. On the southwest side, you had it at 3415 West 26th Street. That's a little village neighborhood. Also, 63rd East of Kedzie in the Marquette Park neighborhood. Also, on Archer Avenue at 4255. That was the address. Also, 47th and Ashland. I think it was the Back of the Yards neighborhood. Also, 3548 West Irving Park up north. South side. 34th and South Halsted, that in the Bridgeport neighborhood, excuse me. Also on Roosevelt and Halsted, probably near USC campus. 39th and Cottage Grove, also at 411 East 47th Street. That's on East Side, like I think it's the Bronzeville neighborhood over there. Also at 111th and Michigan, right near where I used to live. In, you know, in Roslyn, near Gately's People Store. I think it was gone by the time I moved there. It wasn't there. There was also on the west side, Madison and Kedzie, Madison and Pulaski, also 7174 West Grand. There was on Milwaukee Avenue, 1343 North. That's the address. Also 5612 West Cermak. Also on Cermak, it was on Berwyn. It was there. So, well, I think the one 5612, I think that's Cicero. I think that's what it was. So there was one in the suburbs. They had it in Berwyn, in Evanston, 1614 Sherman, Joliet, 151 North Chicago. Also in Oak Park, Illinois, 1135 North Lake Street. Also three out of state. nearby, Racine, Wisconsin, Waukegan. Well, not Waukegan wasn't out of state. It's in Illinois, excuse me, near the Genesee Theater, I think, and also in Gary, Indiana. Okay. Also, somebody mentioned, I think it was in Winston Plaza in Melrose Park. Probably was there. You know, I don't know. So I never saw one when I was growing up. Not really. There wasn't one where I lived. And then when I moved to Ashburn, I didn't see one. So they were just disappearing at the time. So, but you can find some items from the store. And I just found a sign on eBay. I posted that. I also found a shopping bag. They're very rare, you know. And photos, there's some photos floating around the internet, you know, from other states. There was one in Florida, one in New Jersey. Couldn't find one in Illinois. I wish I did. I wish I could find one. That'd be cool, you know, to post that. But I guess not. Okay. So that's another, excuse me, another department store that went bye-bye, you know, to Vanish Chicagoland. Okay. So that's it for this show. I'll do a recap of what I talk about on this program. I talk about my memories of watching the TV shows created by Sid and Marty Krofft in the 1970s. Also talk about Neiser's department stores. This podcast will be published later today. Wherever podcasts are available, you know, on all the apps, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, also Breaker, Overcast. This will be posted on my blog, VanishChicagoland.blog. Also, it will be on my YouTube channel, Vanish Chicagoland Stories. Now, I keep repeating this. If you want to listen to my podcast, go to YouTube. Do a search, subscribe. You get a notification of a new episode, and you're all set. And you can also listen to previous episodes if you like, if you have time. You know, you could do that on the apps as well. Also, it'll be posted on my social media accounts, Facebook X, Instagram, Threads, and also Reddit and LinkedIn. You know, if you're on those websites, you know, help yourself. I will do another episode this coming weekend, probably one or two, maybe one. We'll see. I might be out Sunday. I'm not sure. I'll figure it out. But Saturday for sure I'll do one. So I have to think of something. Okay. So this is Pete Costanis, your host of Vanish Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. I had a wonderful time. Today is sunny, but it's cold. Very cold. Oh, it's like in the 20s. Sweater weather. So it's like, just bundle up when you go out. Okay. And here's bye-bye for me. And here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.